denominations will definitely mess you up. We travel, we call people to come out of the world, because you have to come out of the world. And then we also warn people about the denominations, the church systems in America, because they're all built on so many false traditions and false gospels, and much of it's about money and control, and men standing in wooden boxes on Sunday and controlling people, and they're not teaching the truth. If you follow Christ, you have to follow the truth, right?
That's right.
And so name me a denomination that's fully biblical. Do you know of one? There you go. Thank you for your honesty, because people tell me all the time, oh, you're too hard on the churches. And I go, we're supposed to be hard on those people that name Christ. I should be hard on myself. I should be hard on my home. And if you name Christ and you're my brother, I should be hard on you, which means hold you to Scripture. Because what does it look like to the world if we claim Christ and we live like they do?
That's right.
Yep. It's not good at all.
From amongst them, be ye separate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, on the gospel, on our card is the gospel, and I always remind people that we have to come by faith in Christ's perfect work. His death, burial, and resurrection makes a way for us. We must repent. Repent means come out of the world, change your mind, change your ways, come out of the church systems, set your mind on the kingdom of God, and like you said, be born again by the Spirit of God, right? Then the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, not going to church on Sunday and keeping a bunch of compromise and uniting with a bunch of people that are worldly and carnal. Most people sit in a church for 2 hours, they can't wait to get out to go home and watch the Packers for 4 hours.
Right.
This is not of God. And you have to endure in the faith to the end. So yeah, that's what we travel. I retired early to travel. This is our house. We sold everything we own. And we just travel all over the country. We do events. We were just street preaching in Wisconsin Dells, one of our favorite places. And we just go out in the world and remind people what Christ did and call them out of the world. Call them out of the church systems. Call them out of all that false way.
Where I go isn't a denomination, it's non-denominational, but there's not a educated man that's went to school to be a preacher.
There's not a what, sir?
It's not a lay system, you know. It's not
where you got clergy and lady.
Right.
Where do you go, can I ask?
A gospel hall in Ontario.
Gospel hall. Oh, I think I'm familiar.
If you look it up on the website, there's some little bit of information about it.
They're kind of Baptist.
Anyway,
they're kind of Baptist, aren't they?
We believe in eternal security, yes.
Yeah, see, that's not biblical.
Yes, it is.
No, because Jesus said if you don't forgive your brother.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, right, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Right.
Have it.
You have it.
In your possession.
As long as you remain in the faith.
You
can turn away. The Bible's full of warnings of turning away. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hebrews, it talks about if we willfully sin. Hebrews 10:26, there's no sacrifice for sin. In Hebrews 6, it talks about those that have fallen away.
When you profess to be saved, did God save you or did you save yourself?
It's a combination of God's perfect work. We need his perfect righteousness. So by grace we come. And by faith, but it's not grace alone and
faith
alone. No, neither
it's
one.
Not works either.
No, it works are part of it.
The night I got saved, Christ showed me. There's no man in the world could have showed me what he showed me. I was saved. I was reading Romans 10:9. And for the first time in my life, I could see that when Christ died on the cross, he died for my sins.
He did die for your sins, and you enter a covenant,
he
though.
Saved is the last two words.
But your action, you're not saved yet. You have to continue. You don't believe you can turn away? Let me ask you a question, sir. If a man's a born-again Christian and he falls into adultery, does he have to repent of it and stop, or will he enter into eternal life even in adultery?
I would say he would in eternal life even in adultery.
So Paul's a liar. He says adulterers won't enter the kingdom of God.
Unforgiven ones won't.
Unforgiven?
Yeah.
So you think that your sin is forgiven even unless you repent? That means universalism. Anybody in the world that believes in Jesus and they don't repent, they're going to heaven? That's what you just said, unrepentant. You just said that forgiven sin.
Born again, they repented of their sins once and forever. So, what you're saying is, the best thing that happened to me is if I get saved and a truck runs me over right that minute, there's no way I can lose it. Now, that would be the grace of God.
I don't know what you just said. I don't understand it. First of all...
The best thing that could happen to me is if I got saved and got run over by a truck immediately.
No, not the best thing that happened to you.
I could fall away. Now, that would be the grace of God.
Well,
undeserved favor.
The Bible warns of falling away everywhere, and eternal security is an absolute demonic, Calvinistic lie from hell. You must strive every day.
We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
No, Bible teaches you wrong. Hey, Luke 13:26 says, strive to enter through the straight way. Why do you have to strive if you're guaranteed?
You're guaranteed after you strive and get salvation. You strive to get through that door. Matthew 7:13-14 says, enter ye in at the straight gate.
Right.
For many, I say, if you will seek to enter, and will not be able.
Right, right. So you don't have to remain. You can just believe once. And so
if you really believe, but see, there's
so a man could believe and he could end up being an unbeliever and still go to heaven?
There's the catch. I believed about it, but never had beliefs in the saving of my soul.
I couldn't hear you. What?
I believed about it, but never believed to the saving of my soul.
Right. But belief alone doesn't save you. James says, show me your faith, show you my works. I'll show you my works, show you my faith. He says you're justified by your what in James 2?
It says you're justified by your works.
There you go. There you go.
That's in man's eyes. If
that's what?
A man.
What?
James says, if a man see my faith and not my works.
Right. So faith and works go together.
So God sees your faith, man don't. So if you don't have works, man won't see your faith.
Could Noah have been
saved? God will see it.
Could Noah have been saved if he didn't build the ark?
No.
There you go. Faith and works. No. You got to do both, sir. No. You got to obey. The Gospel Hall. The Gospel Hall, I got to warn you, I know about that place. They're heretical and unbiblical. I hope you repent of that. I got lots of articles on my website that will help you. And if you ever want to email me, let me know. God be praised.